Hi, this is Andrew.
And this is Kathleen.
And welcome to our podcast without any music.
I see that. Why is there no music?
I didn't want to look up any music to play today.
Oh, so you're Mr. Lazy Butts today.
we're going to try to clean it up, remember? All right, so we just like to talk about random, useless stuff. Some people enjoy it, some people don't. That's fine. Like it if you do.
If you don't, oh well.
It's not very nice. We're just, you know, and someday our great-grandchildren will listen to it and go, what on earth were they thinking?
If they'll be able to.
I think they will.
You think they'll still have iPhones in the future like
they
that?
They won't need an iPhone.
Oh.
It's product placement.
What?
So what I was going to talk about was how, like, I think it's my habit, and I think you and Caitlin picked it up and some others where we watch a show and we go, oh, there's an advertisement for Coke.
Oh, product placement. I'm like, where are you going with this?
You know, like when you're watching a TV show.
And you see a product.
And they show the logo of the thing, like, this is Coca-Cola, this is Pepsi, or this is something. It's like one of our family favorite pastimes.
Yeah. I always, for some reason now, I guess because with you using computers and got me into computers, I always recognize the Apple logo on the computers now. I'm like, oh, look, they're using an Apple.
And sometimes, like, the shows I was at CW, they use, like, the Windows phone and stuff, and it's kind of weird.
See, now I wouldn't recognize that.
And CIS, I think, was doing that. But what the thing that's, like, the ultimate product placement, we saw the first one
Walmart.
A couple years ago. Yeah, the Walmart Procter Gamble movies. It's made for TV movies that are pretty good.
They were really good. Movies.
I think the first one was Secret of the Mountain.
Maybe.
And it was limited commercials. You could buy it at Walmart for, like, $8. They should give the thing away because it's, like, one big long.
Yeah, but it was funny. I remember watching that movie with you, and we didn't realize that there were going to be product placements. We just knew it was, like, a Walmart kind of movie. And then Caitlin and I started noticing, oh, there's that. Everything was like, hey, we've got some of that stuff.
Well, and they would, like, take the camera would be, like, inside the pantry. They'd open the pantry up and talk. And while the guy's talking, you'd see all these, like, great value brand cereal and great value brand, all the Walmart brand stuff.
I remember noticing that, and you were like, no way.
Yeah, and the clothes that they would wear a lot of times would be Walmart.
Yeah.
So everything you could buy at Walmart. So last night we watched The Hunters.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, which is another one of these Walmart ones from 2013. You can get it on, like, Amazon Prime or DVD at Walmart or stuff. It's about a family of Indiana
hunters.
Jones-type archaeologist hunters. It's like, if you ever see The Librarian, which is a...
That was pretty good.
A cheesy cable Indiana Jones
thing. Yeah, but there was no product placement in that.
No, but it's like that combined with, like, Once Upon a Time is this show, The Hunters. But there's product placement about Walmart, like, all
the
way
in the car was a literal blue bag that said Walmart right across.
And then they go to a section where after they beat up the bad guys and they're talking in the kitchen, the one brother is using
the Swifter.
Yeah, he's using a Swifter on the floor to swift the floor up. The other's like, do you have to clean all the time?
That's what he does when he's nervous.
He's like, yeah, when I'm nervous, it's so easy. And he's like using the Swiffer in the middle of the show. And it's like, huh. So that was interesting.
So do we, like, get, like, a huge gift certificate or a gift card to Walmart since we're talking about them like this? And
we're,
like,
making fun of it.
Well, yeah, but people might go to Walmart now.
And then they had the scene where, like, the girl's trying on the different dresses to go to the big thing, and then they stop in the middle and say, what you need is this makeup.
And they showed Pantene.
And they show, like, all these, Pantene makeup and stuff, and then they had her try that on.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the dresses, and I know you cannot buy those at Walmart for anything.
They had something to sell. So that movie, The Hunters, is kind of neat to see. But the whole product placement, it's something when you watch TV, it's something we try to teach the kids with it, with commercials and everything, is they're always trying to sell you something. Can you figure out what they're trying to sell you?
Yeah, but that also gives you a good idea of what companies are behind what shows and what TVs and all that.
So it's just neat to see. It's something to observe. And once you start paying attention to it, you
see it. Yeah, I do that a lot now.
More and more. So we're going on to have some more fun for the rest of the week. I guess that's it until we do the podcast next time.
Ooh.
What?
My book sale.
You got a book sale from...
I did. Well, actually, I got it in the beginning of the month, and it was on the Nook, but I didn't realize until today that it was actually from the UK.
So that's your first UK sale in the Nook.
Yes. I've had a couple Kindle UKs, but this is my first Nook UK sale. So that made me very happy.
It's the international world.
Yeah. Well, I've also had some sales in South Africa and Ireland. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
So you can check out Kathleen's book at kathleensmith.org, her blog at kathleensmith.org/WP.
Yes.
You can check out my new iPhone and Google Android game called Sudden Death Trivia at suddendeathtrivia.com. And then I'll give you the links to the App Store for both Google and iOS. And then you can listen to us again. You can subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcasting tool to this, which actually makes it so other people can see it more. So until then, have a great week.
Yep. And hey, look for our tweets on Twitter and please retweet us. Thank you so much.
@SeniorCarryBear and @AndySMI.
Yep.